This show is produced by the Hartman Media Company. For more information and links to all our great podcasts, visit hartmanmedia.com.
Welcome to the Creating Wealth Show with Jason Hartman. You're about to learn a new slant on investing, some exciting techniques, and fresh new approaches to the world's most historically proven asset class that will enable you to create more wealth and freedom than you ever thought possible. Jason is a genuine self-made multimillionaire who's actually been there and done it. He's a successful investor, lender, developer, and entrepreneur who's owned properties in 11 states, had hundreds of tenants and been involved in thousands of real estate transactions. This program will help you follow in Jason's footsteps on the road to your financial independence day. You really can do it. And now, here's your host, Jason Hartman, with the complete solution for real estate investors.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you for joining me today. This is your host, Jason Hartman, with episode number 946. So appreciate everybody from all around the world, from 165 countries joining me today. It is an absolutely stunning, beautiful, crisp, cool day in Las Vegas, Nevada, the tax-free state of Nevada. And I got to tell you, life is short, isn't it, folks? You don't get too many days like this. It is just stunning outside. Yesterday, it was incredibly windy. You know, after that wind comes through, it's just clear and gorgeous, just stunning outside. And, you know, this is one of the reasons we want to be real estate investors. So when there's a beautiful day, we're not stuck in a cubicle. You know, we can make our own schedule and do what we want to do. In fact, I would say that is the major goal of life, possibly, to live life on our own terms, to live life on our own terms, rather than having a boss and a bunch of deadlines. And, you know, even entrepreneurs like yours truly, who work a lot. You know, I work a lot. And I think largely it's a bit of a psychosis, maybe because I just don't have anything better to do, but I really do love it, you know. But even though a lot of this working a lot, if you're an entrepreneur or even if you're an employee and maybe you're an intrapreneur, you are someone who is a preneur, so to speak, inside of another organization, inside of another company's. And hats off to you, because there are a lot of intrapreneurs in the world. A lot of times they aren't rewarded as much as they should be. Hats off to those, because at least the entrepreneurs, sometimes, not always, certainly, I know it certainly hasn't always happened to me, you get either recognition and reward through building your own business and maybe having a high income or having an exit someday, having the recognition of being able to author your own life to some extent. Entrepreneurs a lot of times do not get that, and they really contribute to the companies they work for, and sometimes it's recognized, sometimes it's not. So be sure you are recognized. I guess that's the lesson there. But hey, lot going on in the world. I just thought I should talk to you today about some of this stuff because, we haven't had a chat lately, have we? So a couple of random things today, but we are going to play a couple of those five-year plan winning videos that I want you to hear, because I think you'll learn a lot from those. But first, I want to talk to you about a subject we have talked about many times, and that is fiat money. Now, of course, you know that the term fiat just means by decree or by authority. And usually when people talk about fiat money, they refer to government and government creating money out of thin air. Of course, we know that's the big scam of central banks, and we make that work for us as investors. It's one of the big elements of my ultimate investing equation, and why income property is the most historically proven asset class in the entire world. Although, after I share this with you, you might reconsider because you're going to hear some amazing numbers. Amazing, amazing. They're going to blow your mind. Get ready, get ready. So fiat money is usually referred to, and we use this to our benefit, right? Because we exploit inflation. We align our interests with these very powerful entities. But there's a new kind of fiat money on the scene. And yes, you probably know what I'm about to say. It is the cryptocurrency world, the world of Bitcoin and all the rest. And as you know, I would love to be wrong about this, but I don't think I will be. And that is because these cryptocurrencies are going up against the most powerful forces the human race has ever known. And the problem is, they don't separate things very well when it comes to the way people are throwing money around. On one hand, they'll say, well, you know, fiat money, this and that, and, you know, I used to buy gold and now I'm buying Bitcoin or Ethereum or Litecoin or whatever coin, you know, Hartman coin, I got to come out with my own, right? And then you'll hear the other side of that, and they'll say, well, the technology behind it is so incredible, blockchain is going to change the world, yes, it's going to change the world. And you know what? Those people might be right. Might be right. For example, we all know that the world of romance has been largely destroyed. And get this, the destruction has gone a step further. Well, so you've all heard about these agreements now that are floating around in the world that people are so afraid to engage in the most natural human activity after eating, breathing, and drinking, which is, yeah, you guessed it, starts with an S, ends with an X. Okay, that activity, you might have kids in the car, so, you know, I'm just going to say that. This is a family-friendly show, but that is a very natural human activity. Well, nowadays, people are signing agreements over this thing, right? Talk about taking the romance out of the equation, right? And now there's an app for that. Yes, there's an app for that. One of our listeners sent me a link to this one app where people can consent on their smartphones. So that if there's ever legal trouble afterwards, and one says they didn't want to do it, the other can pull out their phone with the help of the blockchain. Yes, the blockchain-based smart contract. Yeah, I'm not kidding. This is what it's come to, isn't it? You know what all of this stuff leads to? Whether it be radical third-wave feminism or all of these lawsuits, you know what it all leads to? Here's what it all, at the end of the day, here's what it all leads to. And listen, do not hear this wrong. Do not hear this wrong. Listen closely. I'm not saying that some of these lawsuits and complaints aren't justified. They are. I'm talking about various harassments and, you know, so forth, right? Anita Hill on, okay? There are many that are extremely justified. But justified or not, at the end of the day, you know what a lot of this leads to? It leads to a lonely population. Yes, England now has a minister of loneliness, a minister of loneliness, a whole new division of the government dedicated to solving the loneliness problem. Because we all live in this very lonely culture nowadays, where everybody's got very individualized devices. They're very personal to them. They've got their earbuds in, and they're too afraid to talk to anybody. I mean, it's shocking. The whole millennial generation, I even wonder sometimes if they can carry on a conversation. It seems like the whole environment is about text messaging, right? Shocking, scary. But here's the other thing it leads to after loneliness. It leads to extinction. Yes, a lower birth rate leading to extinction. And if you don't believe me, just look around. Look around the world. The facts don't lie. Look at Japan. Look at Russia. Look at the United States. And depending on the population demographic you're addressing, you will see that birth rates are way down. And yes, I know the lefties that would have humans go extinct are clapping. Yay, 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 yes, we don't want Mother Earth to suffer the fate of the scourge of humanity, do we? No, we don't. Anyway, I'm on a tangent. I apologize. I want to talk to you about fiat money. That's where this all started. But blockchain, that's how I got off on that thing. There's an app now for consent through the blockchain. See, there are all these uses of the blockchain, and there's one of them. Well, there's another one. There's a company called Salt, S-A-L-T, which is blockchain-backed loans. Hold your assets, get your cash, right? So there are all these major changes, and these are going to be hugely impactful, not just with cryptocurrency, not just with blockchain, but new versions of banking and new revolutions that are coming to the world of banking. You know, there has been some real talk, serious talk, and I think legitimate talk, that the Generation Y, to some extent, but Generation Z following them, the generation after the millennials that's just starting to come up now, they may never even use a bank. Can you imagine? I would love nothing more than to see banks just really have some competition, the way the music industry finally got some competition years ago. Okay, thank you to Napster and Kazaa. Yes, I know it wasn't legal. I get that it was wrong. Not exactly wrong, though, when it's peer-to-peer, right? It's different than having a central source that's, you know, infringing on everybody's copyrights. That's definitely wrong. But, you know, they taught the music industry a lesson, because the music industry for decades was screwing the planet. I mean, how is it that every record album and every CD was the same price? Ridiculous, right? So Steve Jobs came along and he, you know, he proposed a reasonable in between, 99 cents a song, now 129 per song. Not that there's no inflation or anything, but it's pretty much 129 a song for every song on iTunes now. It used to be 99 cents, but there's no inflation, is there? Have you, by the way, I got to call out Amazon. Jeff Bezos, you are being way too frickin' greedy. Folks, have you seen the price of some of these Kindle books lately? How is a Kindle book $15 for a couple, well, not a couple, but a lot of ones and zeros? That's all it is. It's just a bunch of ones and zeros. It's a bunch of data, right? I mean, you don't have to chop down a tree. You don't have to refine any wood into paper. This is ridiculous, okay? Let's hope there's a lawsuit, activism through the legal process. Let's hope there's a lawsuit on this kind of Kindle pricing. It's getting ridiculous. Kindle books should be cheap, okay, so that more people can have them. You would think a liberal like Jeff Bezos would want everybody to have access to books for free, right? Not when it's his money. Yes, that's the way it typically works. So this article that I want to share with you about fiat money is about the 10 biggest ICOs of last year, of 2017. Not an IPO, that's an initial public offering, we're all familiar with that. That's what happens in the stock market when a company wants to sell shares of the company. But these are ICOs, initial coin offerings, meaning, and they're not really even a real coin, they're just a bunch of ones and zeros on maybe a blockchain or another platform that's similarly cool like a blockchain. It is shocking what is going on in the crypto world. It's absolutely shocking. So Salt is number 11, right, in these top 11 ICO fundraisers of 2017. They raised $48 million. Wax, $68 million. 10X, $80 million. Some of these numbers are going to shock you, folks. Are you sitting down? Kin, $98 million. And that was just since September, right? Quash, $106 million. Liquidity is the lifeblood of every industry. It's the single most important element lacking in cryptocurrency economy today. So these are all various ICO solutions to this problem. And this one's based in Tokyo. The ICO date was November. So literally in 2 months, raised $106 million. Status, $107 million. And I'll just read you the little blurbs here in this Business Insider article. It says, and this is a screenshot of their website, okay? Browse, chat, and make payments securely on the decentralized web. Now, by the way, back to my banking, not necessarily crypto, okay, or blockchain or anything, but just this world of peer-to-peer lending. And maybe this will come into real estate. Well, it's already in real estate. We see that there's all these iterations, right? There's the cryptocurrency world. There's the cryptocurrency technology world, like blockchain and so forth. There's crowdfunding. There are peer-to-peer platforms, LendingTree. I can't even remember the names of all of them. And then there are all these payment platforms, PayPal, Venmo, et cetera, et cetera. All these different ways to essentially banking essentially, but totally decentralized. And what was interesting about one of my crypto freaky friends, okay, that absolutely loves this stuff, he says, and I think I told you this before, I was talking with him and he said, when I took that money out to buy Bitcoin and some other cryptocurrencies, when I took it out of the bank, I thought, you know, this money will never come back into the banking system. Interesting. Maybe he's wrong. Maybe he's right. Again, I'm not a believer until there's a government or central bank backed cryptocurrency. Then I'll be a believer because I just think that these things are going to get squashed. That's the danger here. But hey, I'd love to be wrong, like I said. Okay, how about Polkadot? $145 million, decentralized home for diverse chains. Whatever that means. Okay, they're in Switzerland. The Bancor Protocol, $153 million. And then, let's go to the next one. Siren Labs, $157 million. Plans to build a blockchain-based smartphone. Tezos, $232 million. $250 million. Tezos co-founder and CTO Arthur Brightman and his wife, co-founder Kathleen Brightman, blah, blah, blah. A new blockchain aiming to be more reliable than Bitcoin or Ethereum. And then here is number one, Filecoin. $257 million, and it's blockchain-based data storage. Now, look, why am I telling you all this stuff? I'm not telling you to get excited about this stuff. I'm just talking about it because it's interesting, and it's a new form of fiat currency. There's so much excitement around this stuff. It's just absurd. But, hey, you know what I'm excited about? I'm excited about the government shutdown. Aren't you? No, listen, I'm not being too Pollyanna about this or too cavalier, I should say, because really a government shutdown is not a very efficient way to run a country. It's expensive administratively to stop and restart. And, you know, it's a mess. It's a mess. Okay. It's a mess. But I will tell you that maybe we will see the government shrink more. Wouldn't it be nice to see the government shrink? Because think about it. When we have a government shutdown, it's like my friend Dan Sullivan said, who's been on the show a couple of times. He said, everybody likes the government they can see. Well, we don't always like the government we can see, but you get the idea. You get the point. You know, we like the basics, right? We like having civil society, police, fire protection, roads, infrastructure, things like this, right? So in any 10-story government building, the first four floors, 1, 2, 3, 4, keep them. And the top six, with all the bureaucrats pushing paper, wasting money, wasting time, getting, and it's not all their fault. Look, they're not incentivized to do anything productive most of the time. So why should they be productive? You know, they're just pushing papers around and finding ways to spend more money so they can get more money the following year. It's absolutely ridiculous. The incentives are all misaligned. We can get rid of the top six floors, but right along the side of the government shutdown is the movement for state number 51. Yes, state 51. No, it's not Puerto Rico. Not Puerto Rico. It's called New California. Yes, New California. There is a movement behind a New California. Now, I have always said that California should be divided up into two or three states, because then, you know, we could get some potential for voting with the feet, right? And there'd be some pressure to have some good government, which California is very short on good government. So we'll see how far that goes. But hey, while we think about that, let's listen to these five-year plan videos. First, let's play the winning video. And that was Michelle's video. And you know what? We'll probably save number two. Well, actually, I have to tell you, we can't play number two on the air because the sound quality, it's a great video. It's got good content, but the sound quality wasn't good enough because the microphone too far away from the speaker. But great video. A lot of views on that video, by the way. So I'm so proud of all of you for entering the contest. I mean, just entering the contest makes you a winner. I know the five-year plan contest we had was a high bar. You had to make your own video. That was a high bar. And, you know, be creative, come up with a plan, et cetera, et cetera. Well, Michelle's video won. We presented that at Meet the Masters, and everybody, of course, thought it was great because it was great. So let's just listen to the audio track. I'm so sorry you can't see it because it's beautifully animated with animated characters. But here is the soundtrack, and then I will be back to finish up.
Hi, my name is Michelle, and this is my husband, Phil.
Hello.
Hi, I'm Marcina.
I'm Sophie.
We're the Hawkins family!
And this is our five-year plan. Our five-year plan centers around three main areas of focus: health, wealth, and family. Area number one, health. It all starts here. I've learned that healthy habits are the cornerstone for a successful life. If you don't have your health, it's really hard to achieve your other goals. So in these next 5 years, we will focus on getting quality sleep, daily exercise, and eating fresh organic meals. We enjoy eating a paleo-inspired diet. Area number two, wealth. We want to achieve financial freedom in 5 years. Step one is to build passive income through rental properties because
income property is the most historically proven asset class in the world.
Thanks, Jason. Our current portfolio contains 10 units. It brings in passive income of about $3,500 per month. That's about 29% of our monthly expenses. However, if we want to cover 100% of our expenses, we need about $12,000 a month in passive income. So how will we achieve that in 5 years? It's simple. If we buy 8 units per year for the next 5 years, we will end up with a total of 50 units. With 50 units, our monthly passive income will be about $15,000, assuming an average of about $300 a month per unit. That's enough to pay our expenses with room to spare. Step number two is to fire Phil's boss.
I'm going to retire early from teaching and build a media production business, producing video and audio from my own studio.
Area number three is family. We want to spend our time doing what matters most, making memories, traveling the world, and becoming the best possible versions of ourselves. With our increased financial security, we can achieve a better work-life balance. We want to explore the world together and share in amazing experiences. In the next 5 years, I want to take my mom back to Korea and meet my relatives.
I want to go to Paris.
I want to eat sushi in Japan.
I want to travel to Tierra del Fuego and see Antarctica and the penguins.
And when we're not traveling, we'll be pursuing our passions. I love reading, going to see shows with my friends, and trying new restaurants and exotic cuisines. And I'm going to start a blog.
I'm gonna publish my first novel and learn how to drive.
I want to act in a show.
I have lots of music that I want to record and perform. And I'm going to earn a degree in kinesiology.
But most of all, we want to spend time with our family and friends, because that's what really matters.
All right, well, didn't you love that five-year plan video? You can see why. You can see why she won. But I'll tell you, everybody who entered did a great job. I mean, these videos, without much guidance at all, you guys just took the bull by the horns, as the saying goes, and really created some great stuff. So thank you for doing that. Okay, a lot of you on your evaluations for Meet the Masters asked, and you said, well, I wish Garrett Sutton had more time. Well, guess what? I reached out to Garrett, and I said, Garrett, the evaluation said they wish you had more time to speak at Meet the Masters to talk more about asset protection planning. So he's going to come back on the show, and he's been on several times, but we are going to continue his Meet the Masters speech. Yes, we're not going to talk about a bunch of Jason Hartman tangents, although we might throw a few in there, but we are really going to continue the content from Meet the Masters. So you'll get more of that asset protection stuff. You know, if you want to listen to any of his other prior episodes, just go back, go to jasonhartman.com and type Garrett Sutton, and you will find more and more about his content. You know, again, like I said on the last episode last Wednesday, when I talked with Carrie, I talked about asset protection, meaning a couple of important points. Number one, the internal and external threat. Most people don't get that figured out. It took me a while to understand that one. So make sure you understand the internal and the external threat, okay? And then understand, if you are attacked, if you do have a creditor, how it really works, how that system works after they get a judgment and then they find out about your assets and so on and so forth. You know, I've had to do this with a few people that I've come after, okay? And, you know, occasionally you just got to do it. And it's really was quite interesting to find out how that whole system worked. California, speaking of New California, and I'll just close up with this. Do you know that liberal California now leads all other states in the union in terms of having the highest poverty rate? Isn't that sad? The true definition of a banana republic, where you've got incredibly wealthy people and incredibly poor people and a disappearing middle class that has been fleeing the state for a couple of decades now. And you all know where they've been going. You know, we've talked about the U-Haul truck study. You just go to U-Haul.com and do it yourself. See what it costs to rent a truck leaving from any California city, probably any major one, and going out of state. Go to Phoenix, go to Las Vegas, go to anywhere in Texas, whatever, versus the price of renting that truck for the return trip. It's amazing, the difference. It's truly shocking. Anyway, a lot more to come there. Unfortunately, hopefully California will get its act together. On a future episode, I got a bunch of stuff to talk to you about. But a rather famous musician now faces 30 years in prison on fraud charges for, yes, defrauding people in a fund, I've talked to you many times about direct investing and the perils of investing in funds. So we will have a cautionary tale about that again. And the amazing thing about these people is they're always the pillars of the community until they're not. Like Bernie Madoff. You could have run every background check in the world on Bernie Madoff. It wouldn't have yielded anything because he wasn't a crook until everybody found out he was a crook, right? So, yeah, it's pretty scary, pretty interesting stuff. So we'll have a lot more about that in the future. But listen, without further ado, thank you for joining me today. We got a bunch of great shows coming up. I hope you enjoyed Michelle's winning five-year plan video. And we are going to play video number 3 on a future episode as well for you. And again, thank you to everybody who entered the five-year plan contest. And one more thing. We are now putting some of the speaker slides into the app from Meet the Masters. So if you were at Meet the Masters, you've still got that app on your smartphone. Look in there, look at the slides that we have added to the app, and those will be available for you. You can email them to yourself outside of the app or save them to a Dropbox as well, I think, or a Drive. So that'll be available to you as well. So check your app from Meet the Masters for a bunch of those slide presentations, and I think you'll get a lot out of those. Okay, thank you for listening today, everybody. Happy investing. I'll talk to you on the next episode.
Thank you so much for listening. Please be sure to subscribe so that you don't miss any episodes. Be sure to check out the show's specific website and our general website, hartmanmedia.com, for appropriate disclaimers and terms of service. Remember that guest opinions are their own, and if you require specific legal or tax advice or advice in any other specialized area, please consult an appropriate professional. And we also very much appreciate you reviewing the show. Please go to iTunes or Stitcher Radio or whatever platform you're using and write a review for the show. We would very much appreciate that. And be sure to make it official and subscribe so you do not miss any episodes. We look forward to seeing you on the next episode.